300k, really?
Natively is my child.
Maybe when we finally become billionaires with no code,
yeah.
I'll get you the best suit on the market.
I was sitting and waiting when you will ask.
Like, you can literally get everything. Can you get also like credit cards?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe if I will say it.
So okay, just, say it then.
Yeah, it's just like 50 bucks.
50 bucks instead of 20k?
Yeah.
Isn't it a great, wonderful world that we live in? The sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not...
not as sexy as it was in 2022. He started at some point identifying himself as blood. Yeah. No code, as you mentioned before, has no limits. You know where to contact Roman, and he can help you increase your sales 20 to 50% in a matter of days. So these were a couple of examples of our clients that we worked with recently, to whom we helped launch primarily websites. But for example, with the loan management application, it's not only a website, it's also a mobile application. This website wrapped through a tool called Natively, and the same website that works in browsers wrapped as a mobile application and distributed through Google's Play Market and Apple's App Store and available on the mobile devices. So no code, as you mentioned before, has no limits. And with another tool, like awesome tool like Natively, you can achieve the vast scalability of mobile platforms. And disclaimer, we are also founders of Natively and developed it internally. Roman is the main idea and the leader of Natively was his idea, and the baby that he curated internally, also from our experience and from the requests of clients to launch their, to distribute and also their websites through mobile stores. So we also, a great part about working with Sommore is that we not only build products for our clients, but also have a decent experience of starting, launching, and scaling, and even exiting our own SaaS products. So we really have hands-on experience with what it means to take your idea, make it a working business, scale it, and exit it, which we, of course, help our clients leverage too, so that they can benefit from it too. Maybe you can share a little bit more about what Natively does.
Yeah, I was sitting and waiting when you will ask.
Good.
Natively is my child, which I like trust and believe in it. So the main idea behind Natively was to simplify people's lives in terms of developing, distributing mobile applications to iOS and Android. So with Natively, you can save, I don't know, up to $300k and just by distributing your website into the App Store.
300k, and really? It costs that much to build a native mobile application and distribute it through stores?
Native code developer are not cheap these days, and some apps can take up to 300k. So, for example, if you want to build, I don't know, the simple some time tracker app, it will cost you around like $10k for each platform. So in some for Android and iOS, it will be $20k, and it's minimum. So it's not really cheap building the native applications. And here is like Natively become the useful. We believe that
so sorry to interrupt, so how much it would cost if you will build it with Natively or distribute it with Natively instead of 20k?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe if I will say it.
So okay,
it
just, say it then.
Yeah, it's just like 50 bucks.
50 bucks instead of 20k?
Yeah.
But assuming you also already, is that a full cost for everything, or assuming you already need to have some work done before?
Yeah, of course.
So what's
you
the
need
catch?
The catch is that you need to have the website itself. So basically what Natively is doing is wrapping your existing website and allowing you to communicate with the native features through our JavaScript bridge. So basically, technically, inside of the app, there will be the similar web application that you can open through the Safari or Google Chrome on your phone, but you can utilize native features such as push notifications, in-app purchases, geolocation, and also background geolocation, and there's like many more of them.
So you're basically saying if I already have, for example, my website that is either blog or online store or like customer portal or any other web solution that I already use for my business, no matter whether it's built with any stack, no code, low code, traditional code, I can with just $50 distribute it instantly through natively to millions or maybe hundreds of millions of mobile platform users and make it available through App Store and Google Play?
Yes.
Correct?
That's totally
Why didn't
correct.
You tell me before that, Roman?
yeah.
And you mentioned also that you can leverage, but it's a website, it cannot leverage like native features. So you can also have push notifications there and like track location if you are, for example, a logistics company or accept payment if you're a storefront, etc.
Yeah.
Is it all correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We have several clients whose tracking company with drivers and other type of users, and they have like several applications for different roles, and some of these roles of user require the background location tracking when they are closing the app. For example, you are driving and you just like navigating through the map, and at the same time your natively app with your website can be in the background of your phone, which will track your current location and send it on the server.
Awesome. This sounds amazing. And if, for example, I have a warehouse and to track inventory and scan them with, for example, with the barcodes, I can also do that through natively?
Yes, especially like for warehouse, we have built the QR code / barcode scanners that you can like just start using from the natively. You don't need to build it. We just have the native screen that's already pre-built. You're just reading the data, and it's pretty simple and fast to get started with it.
That sounds amazing. And is it true that by going through mobile platform, native mobile platforms, typically businesses increase their sales like 20 to 50%? I saw stats from Shopify and comparable users. Do you see the same statistic from natively clients who increase their sales?
Yeah, of course. For example, Shopify stores can utilize the push notifications features, which can reach their customers at any time. So, for example, if you have a native app installed on your device, and you can be more closer to your user and by sending some personalized push notification and trying to attract them to open your app and buy some stuff. So yeah,
that sounds amazing. And so why don't all businesses yet have their version in stores and leverage it?
I think they just don't know about us. So yeah, that's the main reason.
So if your friend is not yet leveraging all the mobile stores by simply wrapping their website and distributing them, you know where to contact Roman, and he can help you increase your sales 20 to 50% in a matter of days. And maybe you can share some of the notable clients or apps built and distributed through natively?
Yeah. So the the trend that we have discussed, which is in like 2024, is the AI. And one of our clients built the application named FitSight. It's kind of like AI assistant, which helping you to be more fit. And they're utilizing one of natively feature named Apple Health Kit. So basically the idea of the feature, you can just like get some data from the health application.
So you can even
iOS.
Get like health, user health data from the phone Like you can literally get everything. Can you get also like credit cards?
Not personal yet.
Not yet, but okay. It's in the top package maybe, yeah? For extra price?
Yeah, for extra price. Just okay. Call me.
Just call Roman and you'll get a credit card of your users.
Yeah, it's actually a good question regarding the getting the user's credit card. So in Natively, we are not tracking any data of our customers' users, and it's like pretty safe and secure in terms of you will not lose any data of your users inside of the application. So you can just think about Natively as a web browser which you can use as a tool. Something simple and secure.
Awesome. Great that it's secure, and security is our important topic.
Yes.
But you were talking about the AI project that's launched on Natively using health data to do what?
To improve your fitness level. So basically, they're using the OpenAI ChatGPT and the HealthKit data to create some personalized training programs. And so far, as I know, it's pretty fast growing, and they already achieved like 100K downloads.
Awesome. Awesome solution for like a startup, especially in such competitive niche as workouts.
And you wouldn't believe that this startup was founded and built just by one person who is himself a Bubble developer. He used Natively and he started some marketing stuff. But just imagine like how many people you will need in traditional code to build such thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Some AI expert, front-end developer, back-end developer, iOS developer, Android developer, and so many.
And the QA project manager on top to manage all of these people.
Yes.
Probably then if you have so many people's HR, accounting, etc., and it scales like literally crazy.
Yeah.
So nowadays by leveraging just a couple of no-code tools, you can literally by yourself or with a super small and agile team start, launch, scale, and manage everything but just a couple of people. Isn't it a great, wonderful world that we live in?
That's true.
That's amazing.
The latest startup that we have launched was Divo AI. So when just AI hype started in the end of 2022, I guess.
It was in the end of 2022.
We decided to build the Divo AI. It's a tool for generation AI avatars. I know like in 2024, it's probably not
as sexy as it was in 2022.
Yeah.
But in 2022, it was a huge hype. So our idea was to create like own avatar generator, which we used like a custom model of Stable Diffusion to generate actually this AI avatars built by you through pain and sweat.
Yeah.
But you managed it. So huge thanks to you. And thanks to our experience in no code and Bubble, we were able to like create it from scratch, the application Divo, in a matter of a month and a little bit less, just by two of us, integrate the AI capabilities that you developed and launch it as a website and as a mobile application through Natively, and start advertising it on all three platforms like web, Android, and iOS, and getting tens of thousands of users in the first weeks. And I believe by the end of the year, we were more than 100,000 users on Divo, generating like literally millions of this AI avatar. It's been an amazing journey. And most of the December, we were like literally barely managing to fix all the bugs add new features as new clients onboarded and started using it, started generating their, uploading their pictures, generating their avatars, and overall sharing them. It's been an amazing experience. And without no code, definitely we wouldn't have been able to iterate that fast to be able to receive feedback from users that fast, and wouldn't be able to like get that many users and like receive that many like revenue as we did for this product, because the hype was, as you recall, really short. So by the end like of February, it all dwindled down to almost nothing. And by summer, it almost, like the hype just went down to a very, very little level.
Yeah, but we figure out to get in a plus. So because of no code, because of speed, like if we would start it with a traditional code developers, it will take months, and we just didn't earn any money at that point. But yeah, our Divo journey didn't end at that point. We like just start feeling this power of AI and continue working on another Divo product. One was Divo for businesses. Maybe you can share a bit about.
Yeah, it was another version that we also managed to spin off and iterate and launch very fast. That is a Divo for businesses to generate professional product shoots. For example, if you're selling glass, you can take a photo of it and it will generate you stunning like background pictures in different surroundings and in different themes, so that you can leverage for Instagram, Shopify, etc. And then we spun it off with another Divo product, Divo AI avatars, Divo headshots, I'm sorry, for not for fun, but more for a professional, like LinkedIn-like style, or photos for your resume, so that you can get like a professional, good-looking pictures in suits and consistent backgrounds for your typical website, LinkedIn, Tinder, oh no, not Tinder, LinkedIn and the website. And
yeah,
it was just the big. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm never like wearing the suit before, but when I have used Divot Headshot, my avatar on LinkedIn became more business.
Oh, yes. The suits, you look amazing in the suit. I think you should definitely buy one. Maybe when we finally become billionaires with no code, I'll get you the best suit on the market. I
okay,
promise you.
Yeah, I noted it.
Okay, note it on camera, please. Our Divo and AI journey didn't end there with the AI avatars. We invested a lot more in the AI capabilities, and particularly no code. Is playing really, really well with the recent trend of AI and all the AI models that are currently in the market. And we've been doing a lot of more AI integrations, especially with no code and for our clients. Can you share a little bit more about chatbots and other interesting stuff that mostly you were leading and did?
Yeah, we had several cases, one for natively. So our main point of pain was that there's a lot of information we need to give to our users in terms of how to integrate natively, how App Store, how Google Play works, because there is still things they need to handle from their side. And we will need it to...
So that we, just to mention that it's not our fault that we need all this information. Natively is simple enough. It's all the apps, Apple and Google's requirements that are so complex and complicated, that we need to share this information with our users so that they can pass this.
Yeah, pass reviews to App Store because no one can cancel it. So the main pain was to educate user on this all information. And when we saw for the first time ChatGPT and how it's like just communicating and how it's... can analyze the information, and it was like pretty impressive. And at that point we were thinking, so why we can't just put our all our knowledge on natively into ChatGPT and just make him talking to our clients and start educating them? And we actually did it. We developed our own small chatbot by using OpenAI ChatGPT API, and so yeah, and add him
You can call it him.
Yeah, let's call it him. him or her. Never mind. We put this all our knowledge and documentation of natively inside of the ChatGPT, and it start answering the questions to our customers, and it's really was helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember because we fed it with a previous history of one of our developers, awesome developers and support specialists at that time, Vlad. He started at some point identifying himself as Vlad, and responding, "Hello, I'm Vlad."
Yeah, that's
and having the
suggesting a refund to the customer.
Yeah, yeah, and having the audacity to suggest refund and give discount code just on their own.
Yeah, you need to control AI.
Yeah, control the AI because it will not only take your job, but can fully take over your life.
Yeah, take your personality.
Take your personality. That's true. But and how much were you able to reduce your support cost natively or save time by leveraging this AI for the support?
At that point, it was something like 30%. So there was a lot of question from customers like, what is your pricing, guys, or how to submit up to App Store. And these all simple questions AI was able to cover. But there was some small things like when the user had some weird issues. For example, it can't handle some cases when user asking about some question about the Google or Apple hidden policy, let's say it like that. You just need to educate yourself on releasing apps to get knowledge of these things. And such questions, unfortunately, AI can't handle. But yeah, it was pretty enough for us to...
But it sounds amazing, like saving 30% on your support costs is huge. It's massive. Imagine like if you're a business with, let's say, dozens or even hundreds of support specialists, by saving 30% of them can give you a huge boost and free up a lot of resources that you can invest in other fields and leverage it for your business. So sounds like AI and no code is like a perfect match to go together, because on the one hand it AI opens so many capabilities nowadays to become an agent, a support specialist, to give more personalized, more creative solutions inside your business, and on the other hand with no code you can put it in place in literally like days, if you're small features, or weeks latest. And because this field is so new, you need obviously a lot of time for the iteration to collect feedback from your users, hear what they like, don't like, scale what works, change what doesn't, and spend this 2024 and further in such a mode so that you stay ahead of this new wave and make sure you are not left behind. Yeah, so leverage... from our experience, it's been working really, really well. Highly recommend combining these two magic potions of AI and no code, low code to really boost your business. And let's throw this fancy words, buzzwords of digital transformation and really boost the digital transformation of your business, regardless if you're a small startup or small and medium business or whether you are a big enterprise. Actually, apart from AI, we had quite a lot of experience with the fintech field overall. Just happened so that we have a couple of really strong fintech cases in our portfolio, and we know quite well how fintech leverages AI and no code in order to scale their businesses. Overall, anything in fintech, it's been quite a dynamic field in the last decade or so, and we've seen a lot of innovations there, from bringing personal finance to more users, to open new finance finance and lending options to the users. And with the rise of so many neobanks, fintech been really on the rise, and overall it's a very dynamic and fast-paced industry. And as for any dynamic and fast-paced industry, it's really important to iterate fast, to collect feedback and act on it in order to improve your products and services for your users. And the opportunities are immense, of course, in the fintech industry to leverage the benefits that no-code gives you, either from in the personal finance management and lending. And we saw, for example, that N26, Neobank, have been using Webflow for their marketing campaigns a lot and utilize no-code for the customer feedback collection, for the internal tool development, allowing them to adapt to market changes really fast. Or another example, Upstart, maybe you heard?
Yeah, of course. Like Upstart is a lending platform that uses the AI for credit assessment and has embraced no-code for internal processes and customer-facing application, streamlining the operations significantly.
That sounds amazing. A lot of buzzwords, but I hope that I indeed leveraged it to the fullest and got some really good business value. Not only it's been no code and AI been leveraged in fintech on the market, we at Somo had some very good cases. For example, with Planly, which is a personal health and benefits program for companies that allows companies to create really personalized health and benefit plans. So that, for example, if I have family and kids, I can spend it more on childcare and healthcare, for example, or if you're, for example, alone, like you typically are, can spend it more on like gym or other home equipment.
Or cats.
Or cats, yeah, since you're mostly alone at home. And in practice, we were able to launch this, even though it was a really complex one, we were able to launch it in a matter of 3 months with a relatively low budget of below $30,000. As usual, give it into the hands of the users, receive the feedback and start iterating. And later it changed quite a lot from the original idea. And thanks to the benefits of no code, and the different fintech providers we were able to do, we were able to move fast, really fast. Maybe you can share some other examples?
Yeah, I think like Miran is a great example of the service for like micro lenders. So basically, the Miran is a startup that allows a user to aggregate and streamline data on loans. Community development projects and deposits with the Miran API or Miran Loan organization software. So we're already working on this product for more than 2 years and continue working. And it's like, as far as I remember, a few months ago, Miran raised a pre-seed round and they're doing pretty well with the no-code.
Awesome. Awesome case and example. And huge props to Miran for helping underrepresented communities. It is kind of like also a sustainability project, helping underrepresented minority communities get the funding that they need in order to launch or scale their businesses, and that way create opportunities and economic growth in these communities. Amazing work and amazing leverage of no code in order to achieve such a notable mission. A couple of cases that we want to share that we built at Somo. One of the recent notable ones is a loan management platform for Canadian fintech startup that we started working with in 2022 and quickly launched the first version within a few months so that we could launch it and start onboarding users. And the client stayed with us for years, and we still continue working with them, developing the project that allows Canadian businesses to apply for loans online, pass all of the verification steps, complete all of the compliance, provide the financial data, the goal of the loan that they are applying to, and leave this application on the one side. On the other side, investors to create their investor accounts, specify what amount of cash they are willing to commit to the fund so that this cash pool later is distributed among the loan applicants, and that way helping the Canadian community to get necessary funding and scale. And all of the project is built with no code, leveraging small sprinkles of custom cloud functions on Firebase, I believe, Rama, and integrating a lot of third-party tools to get your credit history, your bank account transactions, your credit score, and all of other financial and banking information. Leveraging no-code stack to launch, iterate fast, and be able to scale your business.
This example is really highlighting the transformative impact no code on the fintech industry. By embracing this fintech company to innovate faster and iterate with their user faster, and provide the superior services across the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great example. And so to recap, fintech indeed can leverage really fast-paced industry, can leverage no code to stay on top of all the recent trends and competitors. And the way our fintech projects are structured with the no code platform is by leveraging bus solutions or like fintech provider solutions like Galileo, MX, Plaid, Stripe, or similar ones that actually hold like user bank accounts, actual funds, credit cards, and where the actual transactions happen. And we use a no code in order to create a UI interface that will help onboard users, complete all of the compliance and security checks, and get whether it's like a loan, a credit card, personal bank account for like a neobank, etc., and provide and become a user interface to these bus providers under the hood. Most of fintech projects structure is not particular only to no code. Almost any other fintech provider actually works in a very similar way. Under the hood, for example, you have, let's say, Galileo or MX that handles all the fintech transaction because it's quite complex and costly to become bank on your own. And new banks just distribute more like a front-end marketing user-facing interface for users. So why not leverage, if the industry working that way, why not leverage AI for it? And no code, because all your competitors already do. So if you don't, you'll probably stay behind.
So as we said before, why you can trust no code if fintech industry trust in it?
Spot on. Couldn't agree more.
I think I have one more topic for you. There is a really huge industry, real estate industry, that is utilizing no code, same as a fintech. The real estate market is known for its like fast pace and high stakes. There's a lot of different companies and high competition, and they need to launch a lot of different digital tools, services to work with their users. For example, the feed recommendation of the houses, and they can easily like utilize AI and no code for their software.
As a great example inside any fast-paced and innovative field like real estate is, becomes an amazing opportunity to leverage no code to get to the market fast. and provide the personalization recommendation that is typically expected from users in terms of what property they want to rent, to buy, or just maybe scroll through and explore, to browse among the opportunities on the market. And with no code, you can provide it really fast in a personalized way. You can reach more users, whether on the web in browsers or distributed through natively to the mobile stores, or even provide more tools, not only for the end users, but also for the real estate agents themselves, and easier and faster manage all the properties and client relationships, which, by the way, one of our clients, Nomad, did exactly. Can you share a few words about them?
So the Nomad was a really great example. They're Dubai's buying agent. They had established business already, and then they decided to make some experiments on building the mobile app for agents to manage their properties. And the main challenge there was to use their own database, that already have the data of the million of different properties, to connect it to the Bubble, which was done pretty simple because Bubble is really flexible at that point, and wrap this all with a natively and release to App Store and Google Play. After that, they having had some 1 year of iteration, adding and improving this application. And right now you can just go to the App Store and download Nomad Homes. Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Awesome example of an application that can really streamline your internal business operations. And you, as you can see on this case, no code is not limited to any particular stack. Wherever needed, you connect to your own databases and data sources, which you fully control in a secure way. Integrate them wherever needed. Make exchanges, transactions, provide either improve either your operational processes or provide better customer experience. And boom, you leverage and you just grow. And examples on the market when real estate companies leverage no code are enormous. For example, Compass, as most will know, is one of the biggest real estate tech companies, leverage also no code for internal tools, providing streamlining their internal operations and providing better customer experience, which helped them IPO in the last years. Or a bungalow that offers co-living spaces and uses no-code tools to manage all of their listings, applications, and agreement, making the whole co-living rental process smoother and more enjoyable for renters.
Yeah, I think you also forget about the Rex Real Estate. So it's another great example when of the company that uses no-code platforms to enhance their direct-to-consumer model. So they created the platform with listings and customer service tool by using the no-code, and and doing pretty great right now. One of our client was real estate and property management tool named Doorstead. Their initial request was to improve the performance of their website, which actually was built on the Webflow, and help to increase the conversion rate for them by improving this performance. So they're based in the San Francisco, USA, and we help them to improve the performance of their website. And after that, they have raised a new round of $37 million, which was a pretty nice boost at that point.
Great case. It's an amazing case. An amazing example how what great results you can achieve with the no-code stack and raise really, really massive rounds. And by the way, based on this experience with Dorset and helping them improve the Webflow side performance, we have a really cool article on our blog.
And a video, of course,
on everything you need to know about Webflow performance optimization. And it's, I believe it's nowadays the top article on this topic on the internet. And we got a lot of support from the community. And thank you for sharing this experience. So if your Webflow site is not top performant yet, you know who you can contact to make it. So to recap, as any fast-paced and dynamic industry, if you're not using and not leveraging no-code for your real estate operations or for your real estate tech company, you are probably lagging behind your competitors. So don't stay behind and leverage no-code to stay ahead of the competition. Then let's recap our conversation maybe. Thanks all of the listeners and people watching for staying with us. It's been a pleasure to share all of the experience we had with no-code. Hope you found it useful and gain some new useful insights that you will definitely leverage in your own businesses to improve your efficiency, to launch new products, to iterate faster, to stay ahead of the competition. And we would be thrilled to hear your stories. How do you leverage no-code in your businesses? What successes and failures maybe you had? Share please with us, ask questions, and we'll be happy to answer as soon as possible.
Have a nice no coding.
Yes, take care guys. And as one last thing, we have a special song written specifically for no code enthusiasts and no code evangelists. And stay ready for it in a second. No code, no code, no code, no code. You're making dreams come true without my job. No code, no code, no code, no code. You empower us all because you can. You offer tools to innovate, and that creation is our fate. We build, design without code, bringing life to projects, no code.
Wow!
Thank you.